Stafford rolling to his right. Plants and throws. Back of the end zone. Right on cue. Devontae Adams in the red zone.
Purdy to the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Grabbed by Juwan Jennings.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox and CBS, courtesy of the calls. Oh, baby. We are ready. Thanksgiving has come and gone. It's time to look ahead to the NFL postseason. Femi Abebefe with me now. Femi, this is, in fact, the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. And what a wonderful week 14 we have on deck. All these, I counted three games that have no playoff implications. Like, you got your Cardinals, your Falcons, and all that nonsense. But, like, all these games are massive for the playoff implications, starting tonight, which is absolutely amazing. As a Cowboys fan, I was talking about it during the 3 o'clock hour. I'm like, I'm fired up, man. Like last year, it was low stakes the whole year. It was a lame duck coach. We actually have high stakes Dallas Cowboys football.
Oh, I love it. Is everyone, if everybody's taking stock at home, okay. So Thursday, December 4th, it took until December 4th for Femi to use we for the first time when talking about the Cowboys.
Yes.
So now that we're here, like we are now in we, like I haven't said we about the Giants all season. I might not ever say we again about the Giants. I don't want to be associated with that sad ass team. December 4th, the year that Femi used we for the first time with the Cowboys, which gives you an indication, my friend, like I don't think they're going to win the division, but man, you can see a path for it. You can see a path forward for it now.
Mm-hmm. Shoddy's brought me back in, man. Shoddy's, and I ripped the Schottenheimer hire. I ripped it to shreds when they hired him. It almost ruined my night when they hired him. But like, this guy has surpassed all expectations, my expectations, and just the way the whole thing started with the Parsons trade, blah, blah. We don't have to rehash all that nonsense. But since the bye week, since the trade deadline, this team is cooking. So I'm excited for the Dallas Cowboys. And yes, at 8:55 p.m. West Coast time, maybe it's all down the drain after a loss to Detroit Lions. But if they win, oh boy, we are cooking with absolute gas. But let's go. Let's get into these playoff projections, shall we? Let's talk about this, huh?
Let's do it. So just for transparency's sake, Femi and I were talking earlier on the phone, and we tried to hammer out the point spread. So we didn't want to. Because we have limited, it's a 3 hour, when Ken and I used to do this, it was a 4 hour show. We had a lot more time. We have three guests on the show today. I'm off tomorrow, which is like, I took off like months ago for this. It's my mom's birthday and we have some stuff planned like in the city.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. My mom's 66 coming up, which is,
happy 66th birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much to my lovely mother, Lucy. So we want to make sure we get this in today and we didn't want to do like 6 minutes arguing about should a point spread be 2 or 2.5. So 2.5. So Femi and I did that on the phone earlier. We can still talk about it, but we generally have our, like both of us, the point spread we agreed on for these games. So we're going to give you the matchups. Femi's going to give you the point spreads and we will talk about how we would bet these games. And again, this is if the season ended today. It doesn't end today. The Lions could be in the playoffs. The Cowboys could be in the playoffs. They're currently not. Mm-hmm. But this is to provide a roadmap for everybody. So when we get there, you have an idea of A, how we want to bet these games, and B, how you're going to want to bet these games because you're going to agree with us, you're going to disagree with us, and form your own opinions, and that's the point of this whole thing. So, Femi, let's get it started here in the NFC.
Boom. Let's get it started with the 2-7 matchup with the current playoff picture. It's an NFC West clash. Niners at the Rams. Of course, we saw these two teams play a couple of times this season. Unfortunately, this was one of the games that knocked us out of Survivor. We don't need to get into all of that. When the Niners had no players and somehow still were able to beat the Rams. The Rams, though, returned the favor in San Francisco with a win over a banged-up Niners team. We talked about this on the phone. The point spread that we came up with was Rams 6.5. And if that was the point spread for me, I would lay the 6.5 with the Rams. I think this is a pretty bad matchup for San Francisco, just given the fact that they don't get a whole lot of pressure. And that's the problem. If you're not going to get pressure on Matthew Stafford,
well, then should the number be 7?
On fire.
Should the number be 7? I know we said we weren't going to do this, but if it's that obvious, then should, because the conversation that Femi and I had was, You know, like Kyle Shanahan's going to get a lot of respect, obviously, in a playoff game.
Yes.
Brock Purdy's going to get respect, like went to a Super Bowl, went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to be a dog of seven, like, feels like a lot, but their defense is so bad. And then here's Matthew Stafford. So is seven the right number where you'd have a little pause about laying the Rams then? Is that actually the right number in this game?
Probably. Because I don't think I'd be like running to bet Niners plus seven. 7.5, I think, would just be a bridge too far, where it's like, okay, if it's 7.5, I'd bet the Niners and just like plug my nose with it. But yeah, I think 7 is probably the right number here. Because at 6.5, I'm like, yeah, they can win by a touchdown, because I think Stafford's going to have all day to throw. And if that's the case, he's going to pick apart that secondary. So yeah, I think 7 is probably the right number here. Would you bet 7, or what would you do with that?
I'd take the points, I think, with the Niners.
At 7? It's just pass rush is non-existent.
You're right, and I've said that all season, that all the good players are hurt on the Niners defense. Kyle Shanahan is such a good coach. He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to imagine, like, it's so funny, right, when you think about coach, like, and I think McVay kind of falls under this umbrella, where they, like, relish situations like this. You're a big dog. You've got to figure out a really hyper-specific game plan to stay close in a game. Obviously, these two teams know each other really well. The coaches know each other really well. And by and large, and look, like, McVay got Shanny in the biggest game they played against each other, which was the NFC Championship game the year the Rams won the Super Bowl. Shanahan has largely had the upper hand in this matchup over McVay, which doesn't mean the Niners would win this game. But I would have enough confidence in Shanahan coming up with a game plan to at least keep this game within shouting distance. I'd like the Niners at 7, but I feel like the Rams would. I would be stunned if the Rams lost the game.
Yeah.
Would I be?
I mean, no, because I have a take. Let's go through all these NFC games, because I have a take that I want to give about, like, the NFC West here. But, like, I don't know if I can say I'd be surprised if they lost. I wouldn't be stunned, because it's a playoff game, and it's, of course, against a team with a lot of pedigree in the San Francisco 49ers. So 6.5 to me, I would lay it. But at 7, I think I'd just be like, hey, like, I think this number is just right. Not a whole lot to do there with that game. You want to go to Packers Eagles? Because I think this is one's Let's really interesting conversation given the state of Philadelphia. This would be the 3-6 matchup for those of you right now who do not have the playoff picture in front of you. Eagles hosting Green Bay, rematch of last year's wild card game. And as somebody who bet the Packers in that game, that was not a fun start as they fumbled the kickoff. And you knew from then on you were probably cooked. Philadelphia, though, the number we came up with was Eagles laying 1.5. Eagles under a field goal, though, the big point with this game, just because they're not in a great spot right now. And if things continue to trend this way for Philadelphia, and they continue to trend in a positive direction for Green Bay, I don't think it can ever be Eagles -3. We flirted with maybe Green Bay being favorite. I think that might be a little bit much. I think you still have to respect Philadelphia. But to me, I mean, I guess I'm teasing Green Bay or trying to find ways to play under Green Bay, because I don't really want a whole lot with Philadelphia heading into the postseason if things keep going like they have been over the last few weeks.
Well, let me ask an important question first before we move on here. How would you say Bill Zimmerman did today with you in helping to prepare the 3 o'clock hour, like the Femi Solo hour of the show? How did that go?
I thought it went well. Yeah, we talked it out.
Okay.
Talked about a lot of the takes that I had in the 3 o'clock segment, 3:20 segment, especially with the headlines. Yeah, thought it went really
great.
Well.
Do you feel like Bill spent more time on that than he did? Because you know what would have been a great idea? Like a graphic on the screen with the matchups and our projected point spreads. Just saying, you know, like we are a visual show. Femi's like, if you don't have the bracket in front of you, perhaps it would be good to have had a graphic built for, and this is not just Bill, this is a Mike Brown thing also. Hey, we're doing this. Maybe it'd be great. Do we have a college football bracket built? I'm guessing no. That's okay, guys. We'll punt on the visual medium of the show today. We'll serve the audio audience. Well, meanwhile, everyone gets to stare at me and Femi's ugly mugs here for the next 3 hours talking about point spreads. You better you bet on this Thursday. All right. Also, if I'm being honest, I don't think I'm ugly either.
Exactly. There
so
we go.
I struggle with what to do with the Philadelphia Eagles. Just in general, right now. Where I think about like Monday night against the Chargers coming up, where the Eagles are right now a 2.5-point road favorite. Jalen Carter's been ruled out with both of his shoulders are screwed up.
Yeah.
Like if you see the tweet from the Eagles, Jalen Carter ruled out, open parentheses, shoulders, plural, like not one shoulder, both shoulders are hurt for Jalen Carter. So he's out of the game. And I don't know if Justin Herbert's going to play or not. Like, I think it's an in-between number right now with the Eagles 2.5. If Trey Lance plays, obviously the Eagles will be favored by more than 3, even without Jalen Carter. I'm really reticent at this moment in time to lay the Eagles to do much of anything. Like, I think I need to be on, because I have exposure to the Eagles, like, to go far in the playoffs to win the NFC again. I think I need to be on the sidelines on a game-by-game basis for Philadelphia. I'm going to default back to, like, my priors on the Eagles, which is, like, I still think they're really good. I still think they're uber talented. Even if Ben Johnson put the clown suit on Vic Fangio on Black Friday. And Jordan Love has been great. And this will kind of dovetail in with my thoughts on Packers-Bears, which I'll do in detail on my Sunday shows. Where, like, I understand Jordan Love was really great last week against the Lions, and he was good against Minnesota, and he was great against the New York Football Giants. I'm curious to see how he does against a good secondary on Sunday with a lot of guys back in the Chicago Bears and how it would go against the Eagles, and maybe they fix their number two corner spot. Like, we'll see. I think I'd like the Eagles in the game, but man, I don't say that with a ton of confidence if that's the first round matchup, Philly and Green Bay.
Well, and this was also the game where, I mean, everybody was looking to call for Matt LaFleur's job after the Packers lost to the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Like, we all saw how that went when that low-scoring game at Lambeau Field, and people were saying, like, oh, like, what's up with the offense? What's going on with Love? LaFleur's, like, being way too conservative, running the football way too much. I think the Packers have changed since then. I think they've learned from that, but...
Well, look what he did at the end of the game on Thanksgiving. And, you know, yeah. I was talking about, Femi, the Lions' fourth downs in that game. Detroit went 0-for-2 on fourth down on Thanksgiving. The Packers went 3-for-3. And obviously, like, LaFleur went for it at the end of the game to win the game. And what I'll always bring up is what he did in the NFC Championship game against Brady and the Bucks. You know, down 8 at the end of the game, kick a field goal to make it 5, give the ball back to the Bucks, and obviously, like, Brady gets a couple of first downs and runs the clock out. And LaFleur has always trended conservative in these moments. I did find it interesting that he went aggressive at the end of Thanksgiving, which is out of character for him, and it did work out. So maybe we are seeing a different Matt LaFleur. You better you bet on this Thursday, Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe going through potential playoff matchups in the NFC.
If you're forced to bet that game real quick, because I do want to get to, obviously, Seahawks-Bucks, what are you doing if you're forced to bet it? I'm betting Green Bay if somebody says, you must bet this game. I'd take the +1.5 or just bet the money line or whatever. Like, but, like, I just have more faith in the Packers right now than I do the Eagles.
Eagles with minimal confidence.
Yeah. I mean, they're at home where they never lose playoff games, so I totally get it. But, yeah, it's just... I think that point spread's right. Just feels right. Like, you're not running to lay it, you're not running to take it, but that'd be a hell of a matchup.
Well, never lose playoff games in over the last couple years.
In,
but, you know,
yes,
I grew up with a couple great Eagle playoff losses at the Vet and at Lincoln Financial Field. Some great ones. Shout out to Rondé Barber and Ricky Manning Jr. And for the kids who are too young to remember, 2002 and 2003 NFC Championship games, both absolutely tremendous for me as a Giants fan and for Femi as a Dallas Cowboys fan.
The hat trick from Ricky Manning Jr., which is still incredible that he did that in that game.
Another Manning beating the Eagles. Another Manning beating the Eagles. You absolutely love it.
I love that Panthers team, but yeah, they lost to the Patriots. We have the 4-5 matchup in the NFC, your current NFC South leader, Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Seattle Seahawks. We saw this game in Seattle. That was the wild game with the throwback uniforms that the Buccaneers ended up winning when Darnold had the interception that bounced off of a defender's helmet, which is a weird play, but a hell of a game. One of the best games so far this season. The point spread we came up with was Seahawks -2.5 on the road at Tampa. This game, coin flip kind of game to me. Seattle's so highly rated and everybody loves the Seahawks, but if I had to bet the game, I would bet the Buccaneers. I would find myself on the Buccaneers side, especially if they can get healthy. Evans, I think, is going to come back.
That is a huge thing. Yeah, Evans and McMillan, along with Ibuka and Bucky Irving, get those guys back and healthy on offense.
That offense still has the potential for a high upside against, of course, one of the best defenses in the league. But I would like Tampa in the game because I'm not laying points with Sam Darnold on the road in the playoffs. We saw how that worked out last year. Obviously, it's a new team, but I'm going to make him prove it to me that he can win in a high-stakes game.
And here's how I want everybody to think about it. And I think I agree with Femi on liking the Bucs if indeed this is the matchup and it plays out this way. because I think a lot of us think, and it doesn't have to turn out this way, like the Seahawks are gonna host the Rams coming up in a little bit. Seattle can still win the NFC West. But if the Rams do, and I think most people think the Rams are better than the Seahawks, right? So let's just say Seattle's a wild card team. Seattle will likely be, not definitely, they play the Niners at the end of the season. Let's say Seattle's the 5. Seattle is going to be favored on the road at the NFC South champion. That's going to happen. Would you lay Sam Darnold on the road in a playoff game? And this, it's not a leading question. The answer doesn't have to be no. Look, we bet the Rams on wild card weekend last year. I think Femi and I both agree that we don't trust him, which doesn't mean he can't get it done or you can't bet it and win. Just that, these are the sorts of things you need to be thinking about now ahead of the playoffs starting in January in the NFL. On the other side, we'll break down the AFC matchups on Wild Card Weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.